Thank you, Brother Joel. Blessing to be here tonight. Thank God for your presence and the Lord's presence. And thank God for the message that's already been preached tonight. And I praise the Lord for it. Say amen. Thank God. Ruth chapter 3. If you have a Bible and want to follow along as we read tonight. Ruth chapter 3. I'm interested in the first six verses in that chapter. And also interested in your prayers tonight. Appreciate you praying for us, asking the Lord to help us. Sure need the Lord's touch tonight.
Amen.
Book of Ruth, chapter 3, first six verses, verse 1 through 6. And then we'll try to leave with you what's on our heart tonight.
Yes.
Ruth chapter 3, the Bible said, "Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens thou wast. Behold, he winnoweth barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash thyself therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor. But make not thyself known unto the man, until he have done eating and drinking. And it shall be when he lieth down, that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie, and thou shalt go in and uncover his feet, and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do. And she said unto her, All that thou sayest unto me, I will do. And she went down unto the floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her." Father, thank you tonight for the reading of the Scriptures. Thank you for preserving your word to this generation. Thank you for the portion you've directed our heart to. Thank you for the message already been preached tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the truth. Thank you for the testimonies. Thank you for the songs. Thank you for your presence tonight. Lord, would you have mercy and help me now as I endeavor to preach? Would you have mercy on those that await my words? And oh, dear Lord, tonight, would you do among us what we cannot do for ourselves? Would you have mercy and help us tonight? Would you reveal yourself to every person that's come through the doors and reveal each one of us our need of you? Oh, dear Lord, I pray the word of God can go forth from these lips of clay in the power of the demonstration of the Spirit of God. I pray, Lord, the word of God would find lodging tonight. I pray the seed of the word of God would fall on good ground. I pray sinners would be awakened, convicted tonight, brought to a place of repentance and faith. I pray saints could be fed, revived, refreshed, renewed. Those that are cold, indifferent, be reproved. I pray we could be drawn closer to you by the means of this service tonight. Have your way among us now. Above everything that would be accomplished, may your name be glorified and magnified among us. And we'll thank and praise you for everything you do. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen,
amen.
And amen. Thank you for standing tonight. The Bible tells us here that Naomi says to Ruth, I want you to mark the place where he shall lie and go in and uncover his feet. I want to preach tonight on Ruth at Boaz's feet. Ruth at Boaz's feet. May I say tonight, no sinner will ever be saved until they get to the feet of our heavenly Boaz, the Lord Jesus Christ. No sinner will ever get the intercession, the answer to prayer that they need, till we get at the feet of our heavenly Boaz, the Lord Jesus Christ. Many of you are familiar with this book of Ruth. It is a book of redemption. It is a love story. It is Boaz redeeming Naomi and redeeming Ruth. And by redeeming Ruth, he, my friend, marries her tonight. When we read in this text tonight, the Bible said Naomi, who is Ruth's mother-in-law, speaks to her and says to her, Shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? I know how you can find rest. I know what it takes for it to be well with you. She wanted it to be well with this daughter-in-law that had followed her from the land of Moab. This Moabitish woman that had left her country and came to this strange country, she wanted it to be well with her. She wanted her to find rest. Amen. That is, she wanted her to find a settled spot
And she wanted her to have a quietness. And she knew the only place of rest and the only place of quietness, according to chapter 1 and verse 9, was in the house of her husband. For she had said to Ruth and Orpah when she left Moab to come back to Bethlehem Judah, that is Naomi, that I hope you can find rest in the house of your husband. Oh, hear me, friend. And here was this Ruth that had so faithfully followed Naomi back to Bethlehem, Judah, to the house of bread, the house of praise, left her people, left the gods of the Moabites, left the land of her nativity, and came with this woman to this place. And as she's there, God, she is a gleaner in the field. God, she, my friend, follows behind the reapers and gets what they left or picks up what they have dropped. It's the only visible means of support for this widow woman. And she's not just gleaning in the field for herself. She's gleaning for her mother-in-law, Naomi. Amen. And so here, my friend, the Bible tells us in the last verse of chapter 2, the barley harvest is coming to an end. The wheat harvest is coming to an end. And as it comes, and I pin to an end, there'll be no more gleaning. How will Ruth make it? How will Naomi make it? The end is come. Oh, hear me. The end is near. Can I say to you, dear beloved, tonight, surely we're living near the end of the harvest. Surely tonight, these are the days like these when our Lord doth come. Amen. Surely, my friend, not a one of us tonight in this congregation have a promise of tomorrow. Who knows who's in this congregation tonight? My friend, that'll be whirled out of this life into eternity. But Naomi said to Ruth, though you can't glean no more, and though you cannot labor in the field anymore, I know how you can find rest. I know how it can be well with thee. Amen. Oh, tonight, dear sinner, are you interested in rest? Are you interested in it being well with thee? The only reason you won't rest if you've experienced unrest. Amen. The only reason you want it to be well or to be quiet, if you've come to that understanding, if you've come to that place, if you've come to that knowledge, that you're a sinner by nature, practice and choice, and you stand on the broken commandments of a thrice holy God, headed for death and eternal damnation tonight. Oh, God, help your soul. But oh, I'm glad tonight there's a place of rest. I'm glad tonight it can be well with me. Hey, God, you don't have to go down under the condemnation and the judgment of God. You don't have to perish under the wrath of God tonight. It can be well with you tonight. And just as Ruth found that place where it could be well with her and rest, thank God, for herself, you can tonight. Ruth found it at the feet of Boaz, and you'll find it tonight at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. Boaz here is a type and a picture of our Savior, of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's only in Him tonight that the sinner can find rest. Jesus said, come unto me, thee, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I am meek and lowly at heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. Thank God. The Hebrew writer tells us in Hebrews chapter 4, we which have believed have entered into rest. And the Bible said there is no peace, saith my God, unto the wicked, outside the grace of God, outside the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, outside of repentance towards God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and being born again, there is no rest. You can dab religion on, hey God, until it's thick, but until you plunge beneath that crimson flow, hey God, until you pass from death to life, until God performs that great miracle of salvation in your heart, until He translates you out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. There is no rest. It can't be well with you tonight. Are you hearing me? Oh, you can be well off financially, well off socially, well off politically, I got in every phase of life. But if you're lost spiritually, if you've never been saved tonight, it will not end up well with you. A destruction and damnation awaits you tonight. Oh, prepare how to meet my God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, God, help us tonight. And here is Naomi saying, I want it to be well with you. I want you to find rest. And any of us tonight that have been where you are and now on the other side and now saved by grace, our sins forgiven tonight, our desire is that you find rest, that it is well with you tonight. Amen. And so she informed her that the place of rest, hey God, and the place of wellness can be found at the feet of Boaz. Are you hearing me tonight? In other words, you're going to have to be wed. You're going to have a husband. You're going to have to be married if you're to find rest. And it's to be well with you. Hey God, and I know how you can become married. I know how you can have a husband. Hey, are you listening? Oh, listen tonight. And so I got this a few verses. Our Ruth getting at the feet of Boaz for marriage. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Are you listening tonight? Hey God, now it might look like on the outside this is a forward woman. This is a woman out of her place asking this man to marry her. The term is spread my skirt over me. Take me in. I do the part of the near kinsman. Hear me tonight. But she's not here. How to be forward. She's here. Because thank God. She's been invited. She's been instructed. Hallelujah. To come to this place. And it's at this place. At the feet of Boaz. That she's going to find exactly what she needs. And what she must have tonight. Amen. Oh God, help us tonight. Can I say, first of all, tonight, she's here and literally proposes to Boaz. Oh, listen. But she's here at Boaz's invitation. Oh, you listening? Oh, I know the text does not say that he says, come to the threshing floor. But everything he did, God toward her in chapter 2 is an invitation for her to come where he's at. Hallelujah. It's showing his care for her. It's showing his love for her, his concern for her, his affection for her tonight. Hallelujah. And nobody ever loved me like Jesus. I'm glad he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. Nobody ever cared for me nor loved me like him. Hallelujah. I noticed two or three things in chapter 2 that lets us know he would welcome her at the threshing floor. That he would welcome her to get at his feet. Are you hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. Oh my. Now God's not going to save you and you never ask him. God's not going to save you and you not want him to. Amen. You have to ask him. You have to desire it. You have to want it. Amen. You have to propose to him. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Are you listening? Bless his name. Now no sinner, no. I God, woman would propose. Out of this man, had she not found herself in this condition and then got the invitation from him. Hallelujah. Let me get there if I can. My God, in verse 8 and 9, my God, he said, hearest thou not my daughter? Go not to glean in another field. Abide here fast by my maidens. Hallelujah. Oh, go after them as they go after the reapers. And I've charged the young men that they shall not touch thee. And when you are athirst, go into the vessels of the drink which the young men have drawn and drink out of them. Hallelujah. Sounds like to me he's interested in it. Are you listening? That ain't all. Thank God. Verses 14. And he said unto her, at mealtime come thou hither, eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. Amen. Are you listening to me? Verse 15 and 16. And after she left at the meal table, he turns out of the reapers and said, when she gets up there where you've not reached yet, let her gather some of the grain and forbid her not. Amen. Are you listening to me tonight? Oh my. And then he said, on top of that, let handfuls of purpose fall in her path. Hey God. And when she picks them up, forbid her not. Amen. What's happening to her? I think the verse is in the New Testament in Romans chapter 2. The Bible said, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Oh, sinner tonight, do you realize what he's put in your path? Do you realize his providential care that's led you to this place tonight? Hallelujah. And all that's wonderful and good, but it still won't be well with you, or you won't find rest until you go down to the threshing floor, until you propose to him tonight, till you get at his feet. Hallelujah. She's there at the invitation of Boaz. Secondly, she's there by the instruction of Naomi.
Uh-huh, right.
Hallelujah. Oh, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? She said, I can tell you how to find it. I can tell you where to find it. I can tell you who to find it from. I can't get it for you, but you can get it for yourself. Hallelujah. And I know who he is. And I know where he's at. And I know if you'll get to him, I know where he's at, that you'll get exactly what you need. Hallelujah. Are you listening tonight? Hallelujah. Oh my. So she begins to instruct her how to find rest. She begins to instruct her how it can be well with her. Amen. Are you listening? My God, you've never lived in this country before. You're a stranger here. You don't know how we operate. Hey God, but I'm telling you, Miss Ruth, hey God, you can get in on this. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. Thank God. Oh, how can you do it? Or why will you do it? Thank God. For she said in verse 20, the man is near kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen. Woo! And there's a law, and there's a covenant, and there's an agreement. Thank God. That the kinsman redeemer can buy the indebtedness. I can redeem a person, hey God, out of their lost condition. And if it be necessary, marry that man, that woman that her husband has died, and raise up seed unto that man that his name has been not lost in Israel. Hallelujah. And hey, Miss Ruth, Boaz, that fellow's field, that you've been waiting in. Hey God, he's next of kin. Hallelujah. Oh yeah. He's our near kinsman. And verse 1 says, and he's the mighty man of wealth. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. He's mighty to save tonight. Hallelujah. Ain't none of us can save tonight. But Jonah said it right. Salvation is on the Lord tonight. Are you listening? Oh, God, help us tonight. Oh, oh my. She said, let me tell you, you need to get with our kinsman redeemer. Oh, bless his name. For see, the law stipulates that if a person fell into poverty or widowhood because of death, amen, or because they're sold out, amen, then the kin, near kinsman, can redeem. Got to be kin first. Got to be related to us. And Boaz is. And Christ is. Hallelujah. When he left eternity and stepped into time, when he left the throne of glory and stepped into the womb of the Virgin Mary, I God and was born as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth, when he took on himself the likeness of sinful flesh, he became our near kinsman. Are you listening? Amen. He took not on himself the nature of angels, but the seed of Abraham. Amen. It behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. And I bless his name tonight that he is our near kinsman. Oh yeah. Amen. If he hadn't been kin, he couldn't redeem. Hallelujah. If he had not been related. Hallelujah. Oh my. Thank God he took part of the same part. A flesh and bone. Not flesh and blood. Of a flesh and bone. And he took part of the same. Thank God made of a woman. Made under the law. How to redeem them that were under the law. That we might receive the adoption of sons. Come on. Amen. Help us, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, he has to be related to us, and he is. Hallelujah. He's near of kin unto us. One of our next kinsmen. Amen. Not only had to be related, but he had to have the wealth to do it, the means to do it. And he's a mighty man of wealth. Hallelujah. Oh, the Old Testament said, no man, thank God, could redeem his brother or give a ransom for him. None of us tonight. No parent could redeem their lost child. No child could redeem the lost parent. No husband could redeem his lost wife. Our wife, the lost husband. We didn't have the power. God didn't have the ability. Didn't have the wealth. Because we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But that one that was born that star at night. Hey, God. And wrapped in swaddling clothes. And laid in a manger. I was born without sin. Lived without sin. Died without sin. Got up without sin. Went back to heaven. Without sin. And he's holy and harmless. And separate from sinners. Amen. Help us, Jesus. Amen. Oh, bless his name. Thank God. Oh, my. And here's what he said. Thank God. Oh, not only did he have to be related, not only did he have to have the ability, the wealth, the power to redeem, but he had to be willing to. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. If it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but thy will be done. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. Are you with me tonight? Bless his name. And then he said, here's what she said to her. Thank God. First of all, she said, get thee down to the floor. Amen. Go down, get down to the floor. Go down to the threshing floor. Hallelujah. Looking for a husband, looking for it to be rest, to have rest and it to be well with me. The spot to find a husband is at the threshing floor. Amen. And you'll have to go down to get to the threshing floor. That level spot, usually a circular spot. Hey, God, leveled out, built up. Hey, God, where they beat the chaff off of the grain or pressed it out. Are y'all hearing me? And she said, that's where he's going to be tonight. He's going to be at the threshing floor. Hallelujah. Hey, God, you'll have to meet him at Calvary. You'll have to meet him. Oh, hear me. Our God's wrath fell on the innocent one who died for the guilty. Amen. Hallelujah. Get me down to the threshing floor. Thank God, he's winnowing barley. Thank God. Oh my. He's picking it up. Thank God, and throwing it in the wind. And letting the wind separate. Or blow the chaff away while the grain falls down. Anybody hearing me tonight? That's exactly what the preacher was preaching before I got up here. That's repentance. Hallelujah.
God will beat the chaff off of you that forever saves you. God will separate the chaff from the wind. John the Baptist said, he that's come after me is mightier than I, not worthy to unloose his shoe latches. I need baptizing with water and repentance, but he that come after me I shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire, and his fan is in his hand, and he'll thoroughly purge his floor. Hallelujah. And he's going to burn up the chaff. I would gather the wheat into the garner. Are you hearing me? He'll separate the old man and the new man. Are y'all hearing me? Thank God. Oh, I divide asunder the soul and spirit tonight. Are y'all listening to me? Thank God. Oh, yes. That's him tonight. And you'll have to go down if you try to come in your pride. If you come thinking you deserve it, thank God you'll never get it. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Oh, hear me, friend. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you in due time. Amen. Hallelujah. Not only did she say, get down to the floor, but she said, you watch that man. Hallelujah. Don't make yourself known to him. Just watch him while he eats and drinks. And when he gets through eating and drinking, mark the place where he lays down. Amen. Hallelujah. Mark that place, because when you go to him after the sun sets and after it gets dark, if you don't mark the place, you'll forget where it's at. Amen. Are you listening to me? But mark the place and then get at his feet. Uncover his feet. Amen. Are you listening to me tonight? Mark the place. Hey, God, where he lies down. I'm telling you, it's on his terms and not yours tonight. You'll have to go down to his floor and you'll have to mark the place where he lies down tonight. Are you listening? A lot of folks been to a Baptist altar. Hey, are you hearing me tonight? A lot of folks have done a lot of mechanical or religious things or observed our religious ordinances, but they never marked the place where he laid down. They never got at his feet. But that's where salvation is tonight, is at his feet. Are you listening? Hallelujah. And she said, mark the place and then go in and uncover his feet. Amen. How did Naomi know? Oh, how that Boaz would welcome her. How that Boaz would do the part. Thank God she, being told by Ruth what he had done to her. And when she come in with that ephah of barley after gleaning in the field, which was a 10-day supply, and she ought to just had a 1-day supply. Thank God she said, blessed be him who has took knowledge of thee. Hallelujah. Oh my. You may be just one of the many, hey God, gleaners in this field. But thank God, since he pointed you out and give you this heap of barley, he's took knowledge of you. Oh, sinner tonight. Hey God, when he begins to deal with your heart and speak to your soul, when he allows the Holy Spirit, hey God, to woo and to draw you tonight, he took knowledge of you tonight. Amen. Woo! Bless his name. Nathaniel said, when Philip brought Jesus, hey daughter of Nathaniel, to meet Jesus. Jesus looked at Nathaniel and said, an Israelite indeed, and whom is know thou? And Nathaniel said, whence knowest thou me? Hallelujah. He said, I knew you when you was under the fig tree. I saw you. And he in John's gospel. Thank God. The man at the pool of Bethesda who had the infirmity for 38 years. The Bible said Jesus, thank God, knew his case. Knew he'd been lying there a long time. Hallelujah. And he's come knowledge of you tonight. And there's an invitation. And there's instruction how to come to him tonight. Oh, all the Father give me shall come unto me, and they that come unto me, I shall in no wise cast out. Hey, God. And I, if I believe to that, will draw all men unto me. And oh, no man can come unto me except my Father which sent me. I draw him. But if he's come knowledge of you tonight, and there's a drawing, go down to the flower, mark the place where he lies down. Hey, God, and uncover his feet tonight. Are you listening? Amen. Bless his name. Oh, Lord. And then she tells her, once you've done that, amen, he'll tell you what to do. And get you to the house, from the house to the threshing floor, and get you to the threshing floor to uncover his feet. But that's far as I can go. That's as far as I'm instruct. But you're in good hands when you once get to his feet. He'll tell you what to do. Are y'all hearing me tonight? And we understand salvation is through repentance and faith, and everybody's got to come that same way tonight. But I'm telling you, there'll be things individually different. Hey, God, singularly in your experience, that God will tell you. Are you listening to me tonight? Some have to come to the front, some get it where they're at. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. Oh, are you listening? I'm telling you, he'll tell you what to do if you ever get at his feet. Hey, God, you're in the right place. You're with the right person. Hey, God, and he'll explain exactly what you need to do. Hey, God, hey, are you listening?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now there she is at his feet, and she's there for further instruction. Not Naomi's instruction, but Boaz's instruction. And she's there for intercession. She wants to propose to him. She wants to ask, spread your skirt over me. But she's instructed by Naomi how to uncover his feet and just lay there until he says something to her.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Oh my. Till he opens that door. Till he says, who art thou? And then, thank God, you can intercede. You can tell him your petition. Give him your desire. Anybody hearing me tonight? Amen. Bless his name. Hallelujah. And she said unto her, all that thou sayest unto me, I will do. And she didn't just say it. Verse 6 said, and she went down to the floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. I've met a few in the years that I've been saved and then been preaching after that. I've met a few said, I tried that and it didn't work. I'm telling you, friend, thank God you got a counterfeit. By the way, if you come, I got on a trial and error basis, it wouldn't have worked nohow. It's got to be your last resort, your only resort. He must be your only Savior. And then he becomes your all-sufficient Savior. Amen. There is nobody else how to redeem you but him. There is nobody else, thank God, that will marry you but him. Oh, bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. But I sure am thankful tonight that at the feet of Boaz, hey God, by invitation, instruction, and waiting on further enlightenment or instruction, and waiting on her chance, hey God, to make her case known and intercede. Hallelujah. She's waiting there at the feet of Boaz. Have you ever been there tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Oh, if you ever get at His feet, you'll always want to get at His feet. Oh my. Anybody hear me tonight? Hallelujah. Oh my. As a matter of fact, there'll be a desire in your heart tonight. Amen. Thank God to one day get at His feet when all this is over with. And heaven comes in you and the world passes away. Hallelujah. Well, bless His name. Ruth is at Boaz's feet.